For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, it was a very good year for the Gophers and a very good year for the markets. Nobody better to talk about that than Pete Najarian. He joins us with a dose of football and finance. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you. I was listening to you guys all morning, of course, like I always do, and you sound like you're having a lot of fun today. You're talking about all this cold weather coming our way, and we just got to embrace it, Paul.
That's right. It's part of what makes us special.
That's right.
And you know what? I mean, with Jimmy and Steve Simpson and the entire crew, they make it easy for me. And I'm looking forward to Vanita Sarkar kicking off next Monday. Hope everybody will tune in. She is amazing. Hey, I wanted to get your reaction about the bowl game with the Gophers. What was your reaction to that? It sounds like PJ Fleck happy but not fully satisfied.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I think I was impressed with what the Gophers looked like. We made mistakes. We've done that throughout the year, which is why, you know, we flipped on a couple of games that we probably should have won. But I think the reality is we dominated that game, Paul. We absolutely dominated the game up and down the field. We just didn't execute at the right time. We had a couple of turnovers. We had a few mistakes when we were in the red zone, and those end up costing you. But we still won the game. And with all that being said, we still won the game, and I thought the Gopher season was a very solid one, a couple of slips here and there. And, you know, the reality is we could have been in an even better bowl game. But, you know, when you slip with football, there's only so many games in a season. And with 11 or 12 games, you've got to make every single one of them count. And you can't slip on any of them. And we did, which is why we kind of got pushed back to this bowl. But I'm impressed with the Big Ten, 5-0 so far. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it was a very good year for the markets. Are you still bullish? Should people take some money off the table, rebalance their portfolios? What are you telling your clients?
Well, I think that the reality is that it was an absolutely incredible year this year. I think probably caught a lot of people off surprise. Even when you're bullish, I don't know that you could be this bullish. Matter of fact, Paul, we've had 70 record highs this year for the broad side of the market. So it just gives you a little bit of an idea of just what kind of year we've had. It's been incredible. Can we duplicate that? I don't think so. That doesn't mean I'm negative. I just don't think we can put back-to-back years together like what we've just done. And a lot of that has to do, and you have to give credit to what happened with the markets during COVID and all the rest of it, and a lot of those companies that hit rock bottom early on throughout the pandemic, and the recovery, and so that was great. But I think we're back to much more normal markets now, and because of that, I think we'll have a very it's going to be very volatile for the first 3 or 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months of the year, and then I think we can start to feel more comfortable. I think we finished the year up, but I don't think it's anything close to the kind of gains we had this year.
Pete, I have to ask, last question, what keeps you up at night? What are you worried about? Is it inflation? What could go wrong?
Great question. I get that question a lot. For me right now, Paul, I think it's still think front and center. I think it's got to be the pandemic and what is going on with COVID. I think that's still number one.
Mm-hmm. Pete, we've been asking all morning what people are positive about. It's been a rough year. I know, great year for the markets, as you said, but personally, a lot of people are having problems and issues and getting sick, family members getting sick. Is there one thing other than the markets that stood out in your life personally, a positive this year?
Oh, shoot. You know, Paul, I'm generally a very positive person, just like you are. I hear you each and every day, either on TV or radio, wherever. You're the media guy of Minnesota, and you're always positive. I think it's just a matter of just looking at the situations that we have to face and embrace the positives. And don't get too focused on all the negatives that are out there, because there are too many people that are having problems because of the fact that I think they're viewing too much about the negative side of things. There are so many positives that we can embrace, and obviously there are issues that we have to face with the pandemic, and we all know that, and the effects that it's had on ourselves directly or friends. But I think you just always have to stay positive and look at the, you know, there's such a, it's so cliche, but it's so real. Is the glass half full or half empty? I think it's always half full.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the shout out, Pete. It's the medication I'm taking.
You do a great job every single day, man. I love listening to you, Paul. You really are great.
I appreciate that. My late mom said, hey, don't sweat the things you can't change. The stuff you can't change, roll with the punches. Pete Najarian, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.